who the Lord is to me. Many people believe the Lord is a very strict individual. To me, He is a kind, fun-loving, understanding, patient, loving, compassionate person. He always speaks to me gently, except when I question something He commands me to do, then He becomes angry with me. I have learned that the Lord doesn't like questioning or complaining. He is such a patient listener, no matter how long I talk. He never interrupts me. I soon discovered that He knows everything there is to know about me. He often reminds me of my plans for a given day. It has now been almost 2.5 years that I have been living under the Lord's control. I always endeavor to obey His ways instead of my own, and I find that I am very pleased with everything, but I still struggle at times with impatience. Jesus is my best friend, and I find Him to be very human. I can talk to Him anytime or anywhere. He even told me that I can ask Him any kind of question, but I must not question Him when He asks me to do something. Even though He is my best friend, I am very humbled in His presence. I reverentially fear and respect Him very much because I know He is God. At the beginning, I asked to see His presence more clearly and to hear His voice more distinctly. He responded,
"My daughter, you see my spirit."
Because He is a spirit, I am not able to see Him clearly at all times. Whenever His presence becomes vivid to me, I am almost overwhelmed by the strong power of His anointing upon my life. During some of the bodywork sessions, I am able to make out the Lord's presence more clearly than usual. When this happens, the accompanying anointing is tremendously powerful. Since the Lord showed me heaven and the pit of hell, I have not been the same. Now, whenever I see the unsaved, or I am aware of lukewarmness in a Christian's life, my heart begins to ache for them, because I know what it takes to get into God's kingdom. The urgency I feel for souls keeps me motivated at all times. Now I even want to help my enemies whenever I can. The Lord has repeated to me several times what is going to happen to people after the judgment. He explained that only about 20% of Christians are actually pleasing Him. He has assured me, however, that He will give His people a final chance to purify themselves before He comes for us, and He explained that this is why He chose me to write this book. He wants me to serve as living proof of the Bible and His prophecies, because many people do not believe what they read in the Bible, nor do they believe He is coming soon for His people. He also said that this book would be a tool for the salvation of millions of souls.